Good morning, everyone. So fresh from the political wounds of that setback in Massachusetts last week, the president went off to Lorain, Ohio at the end of the week and talked about jobs and showcased some of the rhetoric we're likely to see in the State of the Union address later on this week. All about jobs in the middle of the recession. Northeast Ohio has an unemployment rate upwards of 10%. The entire state of Ohio's unemployment rate is 10.8%. Joining us to figure out where voters are and where they're likely to be between now and the off-year election in November of 2010 is Bill Rice, reporter and associate editor of news at WCPN in Ohio. You're there in the Idea Stream Mothership building there in downtown Cleveland, right, Bill?
Indeed.
All right. Good morning to you once again. And Jason Johnson is a professor of political science and a board member of the Garfield Institute for Public Leadership at Hiram College in Northeast Ohio. Good morning, Professor.
Glad to be here.
So, Bill, let me play you a couple of voices here of voters that you've been sort of exploring the psyches of, the pulses of on your programming ever since the president visited last week. And I want to sort of probe whether there's any demographic significance to these two very, very different positions on how Obama is doing. Listen.
I think he's doing okay. You know, we had a crisis on our hands, and I think he dealt with that as best as he could. I think, you had to make decisions, split-second decisions, and I think you can't fault him for some of the mistakes he may have made looking back, but, considering the dilemma we're in, I think he did a good job.
I'm not impressed at all. I think that he's spending in places that I don't agree with the health care bill. That could be the destruction of our whole health care system, in my opinion. For businesses like ourselves, small businesses, it's just scary. Some of the things in there that are proposed are just very scary for our future and for a younger generation future especially.
Now, there's nothing scientific about those two voters, and their positions seem fairly well polarized. Bill, first of all, who do they represent, and where are the change makers in the Ohio electorate that are likely to be moving between now and November of 2010?
Well, for one thing, those people represent people who have jobs, and there are plentiful numbers of people here in Ohio that don't. One of those I recorded myself. He was at a business luncheon last week, and he's a white collar worker, and presumably his job is fairly safe. And his view reflects what you hear from a lot of people around here: is that the president did inherit a boondoggle of an economic situation. And you have to give him time to try to put in the policies to try to rectify that. This other gentleman, I presume he has a job just the way he speaks. I think he represents those independent voters that you hear about, people who may at one point have been in the Republican camp, were swayed by Obama's by the president's rhetoric during his campaign and convinced to vote for him, and now is feeling a little bit disillusioned, especially with the fight that we've seen over many, many months over health care in Washington.
All right, so two polarized people who apparently have jobs. Jason Johnson, let's talk about all the people in Ohio who don't have jobs. Listen to the president's rhetoric last week in Lorain, Ohio, at the community college. It's in some sense predictable rhetoric, but I'm wondering if in the venue where he was speaking, it actually works. Listen.
I won't stop fighting for an economy where hard work is rewarded. I won't stop fighting to make sure there's accountability in our financial system. I'm not going to stop fighting until we have jobs for everybody.
Is there kind of a high risk, Jason Johnson, in that kind of rhetoric? Because Barack Obama's not going to get anybody a job between now and November, necessarily.
Right. And it sounds a lot like John Edwards, actually, when he was running during the campaign in 2008. He's going to fight, he's going to fight, he's going to fight. I don't think anyone doubts that Barack Obama actually cares about the job issue. I think the concern is people just want to see the jobs appear.
Right.
And I think in an area like Lorain, you know, you can talk about all that you want to do and all that you want to fight, but it's not also just bringing jobs. This is a part of the country that's been economically depressed for over 15 years. What kinds of jobs are you going to bring? Is it going to be construction? Is it going to be computers? Is it going to be the kind of thing that requires training? I think Obama needs to get more specific when he's in places like Northeast Ohio, because just saying jobs alone is not going to cut it.
So Jason Johnson, and you're a professor of political science at Hiram College in Northeast Ohio, does it play as flailing around then to not be specific?
it's not so much that it's flailing around. It's just people are waiting for the results. People are concerned about what kinds of employment is going to come through. There have been improvements. In Lordstown, Ohio, there are factories that have actually added new shifts. Some of the stimulus package money has worked in Columbus, Ohio, as far as repaving and working on roads. But the fact of the matter is there was a large undercurrent of people in the state who really, really felt locked out of the economy over the last 8 years. They voted for Obama and Ted Strickland, the governor, because they thought that they were going to improve things, and they haven't seen anything yet. And by this November, they may be tired and looking for a change.
So Jason Johnson is describing that a clock is ticking. It's a political clock, and I think Susie's wearing that clock on her wrist. Listen.
I think he's doing the best that he can, considering what he walked into. You know, he walked into a mess, so you've got to give him time.
Bill Rice, that's another one of your voters. How much time do you think Obama has in Ohio?
Well, in Ohio, I think he's got a conservative tide running against him at this point. Again, those independent voters, many of whom do have jobs, some of who don't, but are very prominent in southern parts of the state, are going to make the case that this is not the change that they voted for. This is not the change that those people without jobs voted for, and maybe some of those people will either not show up when it comes time to vote or vote the other way.
Wow, that's a bleak picture. Jason Johnson, before we go, does this talk of freezing spending, dealing with the deficit, reach the independents who are part of this conservative tide that Bill Rice is talking about?
The independents who have jobs love hearing that. The independents who are at home because they haven't found work, they don't care about a freeze in funding. They just want to find out when the jobs are going to be available. They want to find out if they're going to lose their unemployment benefits. They want to find out if spending 24 hours a day, 7 days a week looking for a job is actually going to result in something effective. I think Obama's got quite a bit of time as far as his overall administration, but he may not have much time between January State of the Union address and the November elections.
Well, Ohio voters looking for specifics on both sides of the aisle there in the upcoming State of the Union address. Jason Johnson, thanks so much. Professor of Political Science at Hiram College in Northeast Ohio. And Bill Rice, reporter and associate editor of news at WCPN in Cleveland, Ohio. Thanks to both of you.